Today's business news starts with layoffs. The aluminum maker Alcoa plans to lay off about 6,700 workers worldwide over the coming year. It's part of a restructuring effort the Pittsburgh-based company hopes will increase profits. Alcoa is also entering a joint venture with a Norwegian metals company, and it plans to sell three plants.
The president of the United Auto Workers says the union will work to preserve a jobs bank, which is supposed to guarantee pay for laid-off workers. Ron Gettelfinger made that comment yesterday during an online chat with union members and reporters. Now, under this jobs bank, factory workers are eligible for nearly full pay and benefits even after their jobs have disappeared. Manufacturers say the program puts them at a competitive disadvantage with their Asian counterparts who make cars in the United States.